BBC News with Neil Nunes. Stock markets have tumbled in Asia after a sell-off in the United States. The Nikkei index in Japan has fallen nearly 7%, while share values in Hong Kong are down about 5%. Hours earlier, the Dow Jones index suffered its biggest one-day drop in percentage terms for 6 years. Analysts say the markets have been spooked by issues including the fear of a series of U.S. interest rate rises to deal with strong wage growth. A U.S. congressional committee has voted to publish a classified Democratic Party memorandum. It's in response to Republican claims that the FBI and the Justice Department were biased against President Trump. Democrats say their memo corrects errors and omissions in the Republican document. Mr. Trump has 5 days to decide whether to declassify it. The U.S. says it's worried about the state of emergency declared in the Maldives, where the president gave sweeping powers to the security forces. It's led to the swift arrest of 2 senior judges and a former head of state. A defense think tank has warned that the British government's preoccupation with the country's exit from the European Union has led to a policy paralysis concerning its armed forces. The Royal United Services Institute says the UK's reputation as a reliable international military partner was being put at risk. 7 people have been charged in Australia over the alleged sexual and physical abuse of 3 young boys at a circus school near Sydney. The allegations include kidnapping and sexual and physical assault. BBC News.